From Spark and Anvil and Inclusion Forge, this is Repair, in Chapter 1 of the Inclusion Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Repair is an animal tween whose body is always still. She doesn't wiggle or fidget, and that steadiness helps her stay strong. She teaches how to fix your own mistakes and how to make things right. But she teaches one tricky thing first. Don't make the mistake all about you. Some kids, when they mess up, cry, "Oh, I'm so terrible," or "I can't believe I did that. I'm the worst." And that feels like the right thing to do, but it isn't. It makes them feel better without helping the person they hurt at all. Making it about your own feelings is part of the problem, not the fix. Repair never does that. She stands tall, stays calm, keeps her body steady, and the work goes forward. "You will make mistakes," she says. "Everyone does. It's part of trying to help. What matters is how you fix it."
Repair grew up in a small village in a family that made pottery, clay pots big and small, plates and bowls and fancy vases. And pottery meant a steady stream of little mistakes. A thumbprint pressed into the side of a fresh-spun bowl. A glaze gone bumpy as a toad's pack. A pot that came out of the hot kiln looking like it had had a bad dream. The mistakes were normal. They happened all the time. The secret was in what you did next. Her grandma was the best potter in the village, with hands like magic. And she told Repair something at age 8 that stuck. She held up a small, lopsided mug. "The pot has a dent. That's not the main thing, little one. The main thing is what we do next. Do we toss it? Only if it's really broken, cracked clean in half. Do we leave it? Sometimes a small dent gives it character, like a tiny scar. Or do we fix it? Sometimes a good fix makes it more beautiful than before." She turned the mug in the light. "The mistake is just a little note telling us something. How we answer it, that's the real work." Repair practiced that for years, until she could spot a flaw, name it plainly, "Oops, my thumbprint again," ask, "Should I smooth it out?" make the fix, and move on. No stomping, no throwing tools, no 20 minutes of saying sorry. Just calm, quick, honest repair.
Grown, Repair walked to the Inclusion Forge Academy. Beacon, the robot mentor, asked her, "What is the repair and reflect practice?" "It's fixing your own mistakes," Repair said. "You say, 'I got it wrong.' Then you ask, 'What would help?' You admit what happened, you ask what to do, you fix it, and you move on. You don't make it about your own feelings. You don't beat yourself up. You don't say sorry a million times. How you fix it, that's the work." Beacon said, "You are appointed."
In her classroom, Repair walks quietly to the front, stands perfectly still, and looks out at the new students with steady eyes. "I am Repair. My job is helping you fix mistakes, ally mistakes. You will make them. Everyone does, even me. It's part of trying to help. But here's the good news. You can fix them." Then she teaches the scaffold, plain and brisk. "Acknowledge, I got that wrong," clear and short. "Don't over-apologize. One clear sorry is enough. 100 sorries just makes it about you again. Ask what would help. What do you need from me? Don't guess. Let them tell you. Do what they say. If they tell you what helps, do that, not your own idea instead. Move forward. Don't keep circling back or begging for forgiveness. The fix is done. Keep going. And later, alone, reflect. What went wrong and how to do better next time. The mistake is just information," she says. "How you fix it is the real work. And beating yourself up? That's just thinking about yourself again. Repair is about the person you hurt. Acknowledge it. Ask. Fix it. Move on." She never does a big dramatic apology, never goes on and on about how bad she feels. She just shows you how, quickly, clearly, and not about her.
"Is fixing things hard?" a student asked her once.
Repair gave her calm answer. It isn't hard. It's just acknowledge, ask, repair, move forward. The mistake tells you something. How you fix it is the work. Stay calm. Think about the person you hurt. Keep going. She stood steady, and the fix was quick, and the work went on. And then she noticed the thing she always noticed after a good repair, how light it felt. Not the heavy, twisty stomach ache of a mistake left to fester, but the clear, calm, breathed out feeling of having said, I got that wrong, and truly made it right. That lightness in the chest, that quiet steadiness, was the whole reason she taught it. Because a mended thing, she knew, could end up stronger and kinder than it ever was before the crack.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to repair. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.